appreciate you and I thank God for you and how 12 years ago you saw something in my life to elevate us as Bishop of Evangelism. And it is our prayer that those 5 years that we served with honesty, humility, and integrity. And we pray that we did something as far as building the great ministry of evangelism in this great conference, this great fellowship. I want to thank so many, and I don't really have time to do it, but thank you, Bishop White, our son, our friend. So happy to have my baby with me. Amen. She is the honey in my tea. She is the sugar in my coffee. She is the candy in my yams. My wife of 28 years, Pastor Bev. Come on, we just celebrated 28 years a couple of weeks ago. And we just thank God for her. We're going to move right on again to all of my brothers in the full gospel. Just coming here on last night and you're treating us so warmly. Really meant so much to us. Really made us that really feel that we were back home. And we just thank God for that honor and that privilege. We're going to do something very quickly in just the time we have. We want to just to share that we do have some product out on the product table. We don't have a lot of time to deal with it. Prophetess Bynum said something so very, very powerful. And so apropos on last night, she was talking about dreams. I have a series that I did dealing with the life of Joseph and how Joseph had a dream. And it seemed like his dream turned into a nightmare. He had dream killers all around him. There will be people who don't have the same dream that you have, and they will try to kill your dreams. But we have a series called Just Dream Again. That whatever nightmare that's happening in your life, you can just tell the devil, that was not part of my dream. So you can just move on. So there's some other product there. We know we only have this amount of time, and so we don't really have a lot of time. I'm going to do something right now that would have a lot of seminarians turning over in their... And I'm not talking about the black-white problem. I'm talking about the other color problem, where we have black and brown boys spilling red blood over white powder so they can have some more green paper. There's a crisis around, and this is the season where the Church of Jesus Christ must stand up and say we must make a difference in our generation and in our society. And so, but I didn't come by here to be a deliverer of doom. I remember reading a book when I was in high school called Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities. And in the opening paragraph, he says it was the worst of times and the best of times. That even though we have some challenges in our city and in our society and all around, this is the greatest season in the world to be a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, we cannot look back at spiritual nostalgia and say, oh, I wish I could have lived in the days of Moses when he took a stick and stretched it out and opened up a sea. We can't live in the times of saying, well, I wish I lived in the time when a little a kid named David defeated the heavyweight champion of his time with a rag and a rock. We cannot be caught up in thinking that we wish we lived in the times of Joshua when he told the sun to stand still and the moon don't move. Listen, the opening part of the 21st century is the absolute greatest time to be a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. The world is getting ready to see the church in a whole new light. So as I thought about it, as I read, and as I got back to the room, and I just told Bishop Upstairs, when I got to the room last night and I opened up the magazine to see what his thoughts was about this next dimension and where he felt that God was taking the full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship and where he was taking us as a people in the Church of Jesus Christ. A baby leaped in my womb when I heard our bishop talking about that he believes that the next dimension is kingdom. He don't know he was barking right up my alley there, because I live kingdom. I breathe kingdom. Everything about my life is kingdom, because I realized that that was the message of the master, that Jesus preached kingdom more than anything else. And so with an Issachar understanding as one of the generals of this generation, I believe with all of my heart that one of the next dimensions that we are